got a map here of the lake. And we're starting off right here off of Antelope Island.
As we prepare to leave the Antelope Island Marina, aquatics biologist Phil Brown laid out the basic plan for the day I was to spend with John Luft, the program manager of Great Salt Lake Ecosystem, and another aquatics biologist, Jim Van Leeuwen. This operation is run within the Division of Wildlife Resources. Great Salt Lake brine shrimp eggs, known as cysts, are what this program is all about. There are as many as 17 shrimping companies quietly collecting millions of pounds of what they call raw harvest from the lake every week. This small team tells the industry when the harvest ends for the year by closely monitoring the biology of the lake. They collect regular data from the water, including the clarity of the lake, microbe types and amounts, the salinity of the water, and a long list of other factors. But the most important data they gather is the average level of cysts per liter. John Luft says that level directly affects not only the brine shrimp industry, but half of the world's population of a water bird known as the eared grebe and millions of other birds on the lake.
One of the major issues that we like to ensure that there's enough shrimp here for the birds. That's one thing. But we also want to maintain a sustainable population of shrimp that can be harvested. So there's an economic component there.
Luft says research has shown there's an ideal threshold of cysts per liter to reach each winter, and that's where the ecosystem relies on industry.
You also run the risk of not harvesting enough shrimp, which seems counterintuitive, but the best thing to do is to get as close to that threshold as possible.
They test this by pulling a metered net straight up from the bottom in 17 predetermined spots. Gary Belovsky is a biologist at the University of Notre Dame who specializes in conservation and population biology. He developed the original formulas to determine that threshold. The DWR first considered regulating the industry in 1994, and Belovsky was known at that time for his lab work with the species known as Artemia franciscana. He says the division needed his knowledge to help them transition to regulation on the lake.
That's one of the most interesting things is when the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources got started with me in 1994, I did a literature search to see what we knew about the brine shrimp in the Great Salt Lake, and there was very, very little data.
Belovsky was on a hunting trip in Montana when he got the phone call from the division manager asking questions for which there were no answers. But spending hours in his truck that day on a cell phone with a pencil and scrap papers, he calculated a cysts per liter number, which to this day is still in use.
It turns out that the best value for harvesting would be at about 23.5, and we lucked out. There was a great deal of luck there on that first estimate, and we were at 21 at that time.
Back at the lake, ecosystem manager John Luft says everything he and the brine shrimp companies do on the lake revolves around 21 cysts per liter.
When I, you know, make management decisions to close the season or call a timeout, it's based on that information.
That data is also published weekly during the shrimping season on the DWR website. The processed and packaged eggs sell for up to $60 a pound and are marketed to aquarium suppliers, fisheries, and shrimp and prawn farms around the world. One heaping tablespoon contains about 200,000 eggs. Hatchlings, called nauplii, are the baby food for what eventually becomes shrimp cocktail or salmon fillet. The 17 companies harvesting the eggs are all members of a cooperative called Great Salt Lake Artemia, with only one exception. Don Leonard is the president of the Utah Artemia Association and a chairman of the cooperative. He says harvesting is complex and expensive. The first step is to locate from the air the clusters where eggs likely are gathered in what is called a streak.
And we'll send the boats to that area and hopefully they can harvest them and capture them before they sink in the water column again. It's rigorous work and fatigue alone would pretty much keep people from that kind of a regime.
Leonard says the industry is very fortunate that the Great Salt Lake is the only meaningful source of brine shrimp eggs in the Western Hemisphere.
There are a number of salty bodies of water in China and Russia, some of them fairly large, that do produce significant quantities of brine shrimp and brine shrimp eggs. But as far as in our corner of the world, the Great Salt Lake is the one and only.
It's a fact that adds uniqueness to the Great Salt Lake brine shrimp, both as a natural resource and a marketable product. Biologist Gary Bolovsky says the management system seems to be proving its viability over time.
Even though at times there can be tension, it's been a good example of research working with state agencies and industry being involved. And so it's been a team effort of all the parties involved in coming to figuring out and continuing to improve on managing the lake.
The season so far this year isn't quite meeting expectations. John Luft of the DWR says the raw harvest numbers are regularly hitting records and are on track to exceed a season total of 26 million pounds. But he says tests over the past 2 weeks indicate the season will be over in less than a month, since the cysts per liter numbers are diving quickly. Don Leonard of the cooperative says the record raw harvest has been a good thing, but is costing more this year to bring in. He's also concerned about the quality or yield of his harvest, and that so far has been below average. Bob Nelson, KUER News.